Hey, this is Mike McCready, your host on episode 49 of the Hook Blast podcast. This is the podcast where we discover a few new catchy songs. You add the ones you love to your own streaming playlists or subscribe to mine at hookblast.com. This is now also the podcast where, after you listen, you can navigate to this episode at the same website, hookblast.com, and vote for your favorite song. The voting is open for 1 week, and I'll announce the song with the most votes 2 episodes from now. But it's not a competition. We just use the data for research into who wins. Like 2 weeks ago, in episode 47, it was I'll Find My Way by Kurt Yagi. If you missed it, you should go back and check it out. Okay. If you've been listening for a while, you'll have noticed that the opening song on this podcast has changed. I mentioned that last week. It's called Jiggy Wiggle Party, and if you don't know what that is, I'll ask someone else. The artist is once again Lance, and I'd ask him, but he only talks to me through his attorney now. But he was nice enough to let me use the song, but I guess not nice enough to lift the restraining order, so it's a mixed bag. This week's TikTok dancer opening the video version of the show on YouTube and dancing to Jiggy Wiggle Party is Dancer_Guy, which I guess is a pretty descriptive name. Check it out, and accept the dance challenge on TikTok, you know, if that's your thing. You use the hashtag HookBlast, which is also this show's username on both TikTok and Instagram. If we love your dance, we might ask you to open the show next week or another week. Okay, let's jump into it today. I gotta admit, I'm in a pretty good mood right now because, well, I guess I really nailed it here again last week, because my mom called and she said, I absolutely loved last week's episode. And your father loved it too. And he hates you. Okay, well, if you're a fan of Taylor Swift, and okay, I mean, really, who isn't? Even though her reputation has never been worse and all that bad blood. I'm sorry. Anyway, you'll love this song by Riva Kay called Color on the Walls. Riva Kay wrote this song to remind herself to never let her doubts and fears win and to keep moving toward the life she dreams about. I know something about that. And Riva, so just let me offer you some words of encouragement. You can make it. I mean, look at me. I started with nothing. And I still have most of it. On the heels of that, we have Barry Hope featuring Glenn Curtin with Walk Away. It's about being somewhere you know you shouldn't be, but you don't want to leave. Maybe like when you throw a party at your neighbor's luxury home when they're on vacation. But I didn't do that. And they have insurance. That's Walk Away. And, well, speaking of which, last year, I walked away with the Podcaster of the Year award, and I'd show it to you, but security caught me at the door and made me give it back. But hey, 2021 is a new year, and maybe I'll be nominated this year. Are you still listening, Mom? Next up, this is another great pick-me-up song from artist Sojo Mojo. This is something to smile about.
Baby, baby, why so sad? Nothing stays forever bad. Pain and sadness, enough is enough. Take these dark times and lighten them up. Oh, baby, baby, don't stay down. There's always something good around. Wherever you are, there ain't no doubt. There's always something to smile about.
My wife says this song is a good reminder that we should all smile in these times of global pandemic. Then she reminds me to put my mask on so people don't get sick of my creepy smile. But that wasn't the nicest thing to say, but it's okay, because, you know, she's my wife, and she was joking, and I'm cool. And everybody knows that. Okay, what's next? Okay, this guy. All right, so this is Eric Paul D with his song, Fighters. Eric Paul D says he doesn't generally write songs about current events or the political climate, but he felt that in recent times, lines have been drawn and we're all resulting to tribalism. And he just wants us all to live without persecution due to our disagreements. And I guess encourages us to persecute each other for other reasons. Sorry. Now, I know what you're thinking, and you should keep thoughts like that to yourself, because that's kind of mean. Sorry. But you're also asking how an artist can get two songs on the Hook Blast podcast, and, well, the answer is to, well, submit at least two really catchy songs by going to hookblast.com and clicking on the link to submit a song via Music X-Ray, where musicians, bands, songwriters, and performers will find an array of opportunities they can submit their music to and be selected. Here's a treat for you. It's a song, and, well, it's called Something About You, and the artist goes by Free Yourself. Three words, questionable grammar.
As a dancer under the stars, I like you the way you are. I think that we are gonna go far. As we're dancing under the sea, with me, something about you makes me feel free. Oh, something about you makes me feel free.
Free Yourself says this song was inspired by a short fling on the island of Maui. Fans of the Lumineers, Edward Sharp, and Brief Romances in Hawaii will love this song. Last up on the podcast today is a little swinging jazz song by writer Lonnie Ginn and singer Adam Cunningham called Walking Happy. It's a great song, but it's not what you think. Lonnie says the song came to him while he and his wife were walking their dog, named Happy.
Sunlight twinkles through the leaves. The love of my life beside me. Got a warm glow inside me. Walking happy, I'm almost floating. Got a song in my head downloading. Every step is a little snappy. Me and my baby, we're walking, walking happy.
Okay, that's all the time we have for episode 49 of the Hook Blast podcast. I've done an excellent job again this week, so I guess I'm still the best podcast host in the whole history of podcast hosts, because I keep bringing it. All songs are used with permission from the rights holders. Please rate and review this show. Unless, you know, if you don't have anything nice to say, just skip that part. Well, if you don't have anything nice to say, just do like everybody, post it on Twitter. But about someone else, just leave me out of it. Brad and Dale and Jenny. Anyway, I'll catch you right back here next week with a fresh batch of new hooks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, there's a lot to get upset about.